Patrons.
Patreoners.
Patreons.
Wagwan.
Wagwan. My boy.
You said something wrong then, didn't you?
No, not this early on.
Yeah. Big tings.
Wagwan, Nigel. Have you listened to the best of yet?
Yeah.
Bollocks of
no,
you.
No, he hasn't.
In bollocks of you.
Complete arse.
Keen bollocks of you. Listen, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, Jono boy.
And he's the biggest bullshitter going.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes.
How the devil are we all? Both?
Yeah. Fair to middling. There we go.
What's that mean?
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Somewhere in the middle. Not good, not bad.
I just tried to... I had a minor blank moment then because I saw young Benjamin last week. He came and...
That was my invite. Go on, say it.
Public place.
Well, wasn't really.
Or was it not?
No, it was in Phoenix, so...
I should have been invited then, technically.
Yeah, okay.
Don't get jealous that you're seeing your boyfriend behind your back.
What? I am mildly jealous, yeah.
I'm just trying to think
what I'm surprised what you could Benny work out said. Where Benny finished and Niall began.
I said to him, I said, you alright, mate? And he tried to say fair to middling, but he said something different. He was trying to... It'll come back to me.
While you're trying to remember...
But it was very... I did chuckle, and I said to him, you know it's fair to middling, don't you? And he went, oh, is it?
Well, that reminds...
Middling to sum up.
That reminds me of the time he was at work, and someone that he worked with was going to a festival, and he said, oh, you're going to take some Gary's then, are you? And he went, what's that? And he didn't know. He just knew that people called him Gary's because of us. Or Ablett's. I think it was Ablett, Mr. Ablett's, or whatever it was. And then he messaged me. He was like, what's Gary's again? I was like, Gary Ablett, tablet. Why? He went, oh, because I said it at work. The bloke said, what's that mean? And I didn't know. Oh, you got to love him. And
sake,
I do.
Benny.
You gotta love him, and I do. He's some boy.
He really is.
Some boy, mind.
Some boy.
Some boy.
I honestly commend the guy for just being so fucking blasé about stuff.
Mm. He's so laid back, he's horizontal, that kid, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, where so many of us would be embarrassed, like, oh, you're gonna take some Gary's? I don't know, what's that?
Don't know.
Oh, fuck.
I've heard it.
I don't know.
And then we go, I think what it is.
I'd bullshit my way out of it and never tell anyone.
Yeah.
He came straight to me and told me straight. Yeah. I said it, didn't know what it meant.
What's that? Don't know.
So when you could tell me. Oh, right. Yeah, some boy.
Good old Benjamin.
Good old Benjamin. Or to talk about, or should we jump straight into what I got?
No, we can go in with what... Well, it depends.
Go balls deep into you. You're what you've got.
are we doing the LD situation on here? About the...
It's a bit car-y.
Oh, no, that's car stuff.
Right, okay, we are doing...
What the fuck are you talking about,
then? We're going to publicly shame him.
Shame. Gling, gling, shame. Gling,
get him
gling.
In the stocks. Throw tomatoes
honestly,
at him.
Honestly, Lewis, you wait till tomorrow. You
I was about to say,
get...
he's going to have to wait a whole day now.
A whole day. Actually, no, fuck it. We might talk about it in 3 weeks' time.
Actually, yeah. We're going to talk about it on the main app, and then we won't.
We're going to tease you for 3 weeks. Yeah. Morning.
Morning.
Edge.
Some edge, that, my
fucking blue balls for a month. Christ.
Anyway.
Rub the fucker Rev Raw.
Again.
A cane.
This has gone downhill immediately.
I know. Yeah. 4 minutes in and we're talking about wanking.
About edging.
Yeah, anyway. Not just wanking. Marathon wanking.
Spanky marathon.
Stop.
Stop. Anyway. What did you want to talk about apart from...
Squeeze.
Masturbation.
Think of my now. Oh,
Think of a relative. Oh, that sounds like a done.
Oh Lord,
being from Roughcombe.
Oh,
go on then. What have you got then? Bye.
Well, I thought we could talk about fuck ups at work that we've ever made. Have you ever made a fuck up at work, Bulge? Oh, well, you made quite a big fuck up.
I made quite a big fuck up about 12 years ago. Yeah.
Fuck me, was it that long ago?
I
know. How long ago was
it? 11 years ago.
Well, 11 years ago, you'd done the big fuck-up.
Yes.
And then
which was what?
such a fucker, we can't talk about it. Or he's forgotten already.
No, no, I haven't forgotten. No, I'm not going to forget about that in LA. The thing you took me to Bath Magistrates right. for? Yeah, that.
Did you not know, or was you trying to press him?
Yeah, no, I was like, just trying to remember, like, what? Like, I've known you for more than 11 years, and I'm not entirely sure what you're talking you've had. About.
Well, I thought to myself, well, we could talk about this, and I thought, I mean, you're perfect. You can't do no wrong. It's fucking annoying. So I was thinking, well...
Oh, I've done... Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, I've had some big fuck-ups.
Well, both... I think we've touched on yours morning before, haven't we?
You've got a lot of choice, but it's out, it's out.
Yeah, that is true. When it's in, it's out as well, big old fucking log. Go on. Tell us about your fuck-up, Bold.
I might have mildly...
Nearly killed somebody.
Nodded off on the M5, and I don't really want to talk about it, if I'm honest.
Do you not want to talk about it? Why?
Not semi-publicly, no.
It's not... You didn't do anything. You paid the price.
Yeah.
Well, you've done your time.
But still.
I'll be honest with you.
It's fucking embarrassing, is the other thing.
And?
No. That's all. But no fuck-up is not embarrassing. And it's not embarrassing. It's just...
Where's Benny
life.
When you need him?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, not knowing...
He's ableting people, not knowing
what it means. The slang for pills in the 90s is a bit different from...
It is when you're trying to give it the big one at work. Well, where are you going to take some Gary's, are you? What's that?
Niall's dad. Yeah. You're going to take Niall's dad.
I don't know. I don't know.
I swear to God, I see you and you'll go... I don't know. And then I spend 13 days going... in my own personal time. I'll forget about it for a day. I see you and you'll go...
and that's that again. The cycle repeats.
So do you not want to talk about it then? Because that's a bit gay. It was 11 years ago.
It was 11 years ago.
It's not that embarrassing. It's certainly not embarrassing. I don't think it's embarrassing.
You literally paid your fine talking
to the mic.
Did your time.
Should be embarrassed you don't talk into the mic after 4 fucking years of doing this.
Well, there you go. There's another fuck up.
At work.
Captain Perfect. Allegedly.
Allegedly. I didn't know you nodded off, though.
No, I didn't.
It was a combination of
I don't think
tiredness.
You nodded off. I think it was just not... Tiredness, lack of concentration.
So
lack of
sleep during the day because I was working nights. So I was not as sharp as maybe I should have been. Old boy doing circa 35 mile an hour on the motorway unlit.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And me being a bit fucking knackered and not as sharp as I should have been.
Tell me what you... I mean, they could probably put two and two together.
Well, yeah, I ran into someone on the M5 because I was tired.
That sounds like you run him over. Basically, long story short, because you're beating around the bush and making it sound worse than it was. There was some old cunt doing 35 mile an hour in a slow lane.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
You were obviously tired because you were working nights, and it's fucking horrible if you ever work nights.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much
That's why
sleep,
I don't work
don't
nights
sleep.
Anymore. That's why anyone says, do you want to do a night shift? Fuck no.
No, I done... We went into lockdown. I done night shift security stuff. And I was like, I used to do it when I was younger. Fuck, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Killed me. Like, you just... Unless you've done night shifts, you can't explain how fucking horrible it is.
No.
So you were... Right, yeah, you didn't nod off, but you were certainly probably
Not as sharp as I should be. I'm not saying it was entirely the old duck's fault. I did drive into him at the end of the day. Oh, fine.
Was it already?
It has.
Christ.
Hello.
So, yeah, so I'm not saying it's entirely the old duck's fault.
Get the plates and weapons as well, please, John.
Yeah, I know where that is, don't I?
It's a kitchen. It's not that fucking hard to find. It's not a...
Yeah, before we pause this...
I was going to say, we'll finish this off.
Yeah, not entirely...
Finish me off.
Not entirely anybody's fault. At the end of the day, I did run into the back of him because I was fucking tired, ultimately.
But,
and he was doing a very unexpected speed on the M5. But, yeah, not good. Got a year off driving for it.
Year's holiday.
Yeah, year's holiday. Year on a push bike.
Yeah, and you lost a fuckload of weight and... Because you cycled everywhere, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Because you were living in Clumstock, weren't you?
Living in Clumstock, cycling to Tiverton every day to go and work in a bicycle shop. Because that's the only job I could get at the time.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder you lost weight then.
Yeah.
Fucking a whole year as well, all weathers.
All weathers.
I don't like driving in the rain.
Thunderstorms, snow, the fucking lot. So, yeah, basically, I'm a little bit fucking... embarrassed by it, I suppose, because it was a
no need to be
fairly there. Large fuck up, but
they're the best ones.
learning experience. Don't work nights,
yeah.
Fuck that, and try and get enough bloody sleep.
It could have been worse.
Could have been in a truck. That would have been a real mess.
Yeah, Fucking blood and bones everywhere. Blood and feathers everywhere.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good at all.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll pause on that then.
All right.
Seeing as John's not even here.
Yes.
He's at the door open. That's fucking freezing in here again.
He's heating the land in.
Nom, 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 nom. I feel like I need to burp now, but I can't.
Sorry about that. Once again, we were taken... I mean, really, it shouldn't be a surprise anymore that the food is getting delivered much quicker than it always used to be.
Yeah. Well, we would... What did we used to do before? Patron, then eat, and then main. Before that, we used to eat patron, then main, didn't we?
Yeah. So what we've been, what we've been doing is basically order food, record the patron, and then hopefully... Mm. Just as we're wrapping up with the Patreon, the food gets delivered, we eat the food, and off we go.
Hasn't worked out.
But previous, the last few weeks, it's been I think it's because order food, record the Patreon. Oh my God, the food's here.
Ching, ching, ting, blinky, 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 blink. Oh, the food must be here then. I think it's because I've ordered from that takeaway specifically, religiously, for the last 7 years. They see my name or address pop up, and they go, oh, main, how are you, dub main? Best customer, boss.
Sore seller, boss.
And it's just here, like that.
Look after the big fella.
Yeah. Well, I've said this
You put his kids through college.
If you had to pay for college in this country.
Yeah, I
can afford... Yeah, my takeaways over 7 years will afford to send his children to America to go to college. But when I was doing Cineworld, I lived off what I had then, which was chicken shish kebab. And I accidentally... I've said this before, but I accidentally ordered lamb on their website and he phoned me up. I was like, everything okay, boss? You ordered lamb, no chicken. And I was like, oh, shit, sorry. Yeah, chicken, please. Deliver it again for the fifth time this week, and it's only Tuesday.
It's like a pizza place in...
And you close Mondays.
It's like the pizza place in Wellington, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for about 10 years ago, I went in there too much. Basically recognised me immediately. So I didn't go in there for years. John went, Cork, gets a pizza from that pizza palace. He's quite good. I was like, yeah, it was good back in the day as well. So I walked in, hello, my friend. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. He's just, free, large pepperoni?
Free can of drink, yeah. Fuck.
Free can of drink?
Yeah, free can of drink.
Oh, free can of drink. I mean, free can of drink.
Yeah, well, that's how Bulge got him for free. Yeah. If you know what I'm saying.
Did you walk in and he picked up the phone? He's like, he's back, he's back.
Yeah. No, he's like, yeah, large pepperoni? I was like, yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Fuck.
My old man used to order from the same Chinese takeaway. They used to go, ah, Mr. Du, Mr. Du, Mr. Du. Every time he used to phone him up. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, fuck you then. Same version of basically what you told, being recognised in a takeaway, but mine wasn't good enough.
Yeah, your dad, so doesn't matter to Adam.
Gary.
Gary.
Mr. Ablett.
What's a Gary?
Anyway, so... Bulge hasn't had any fuck-ups at work. That was edited
never.
Out because he's too embarrassed for some
never
reason.
Never fucked up at work.
Can I just say, you don't need to be embarrassed about that.
No.
Ever.
It's in now, isn't it?
And morning, that's what she said.
Morning.
But the different, like, how can I say this? Are you embarrassed more because you're now a proper professional lorry driver man?
Yes and no.
Yeah, we've all,
it's just a bit fucking embarrassing, isn't it?
No, still not embarrassing.
Do you know what? Do you want to know a fuck-up that I made that actually was embarrassing?
Go on.
When I was...
Actually...
Okay.
I will very quickly tell this story. Talking of embarrassing, I went into a pub today to do a line clean. When I got in there, I thought, I'd had my morning shit at this point.
Uh-oh.
I thought, God, I need a dump.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Goose the fucking toilet.
So I went
or
in there.
Or his Spider-Man under ooze.
Yes. Yeah. Duvet cover.
Yeah, king-size duvet set, whatever.
Yeah.
So I goes in this. Right. The cleaner turned up, the landlady turned up, and the area manager who I work with quite closely all turned up. And I'm in the cellar, and I heard, God, it stinks of shit in here! And I thought, ugh. And she went, oh, maybe Niall, did you have a shit in the gents?
No.
Bright red.
No.
No? Right. She went... Honestly, I went...
Really? Because sort of your face is now the same colour as your chin. What's going on?
And she poked red around the corner and went, did you not? And I was like, yeah, I did, yeah. And she went, she laughed her ass off. She said, oh, thank God for that. She said, the drain keeps blocking in there.
Oh, no.
And we thought it had blocked again.
About to call the plumber. So what we're saying, you got an ass like a sewer.
Oh, well,
a blocked one at that.
A blocked sewer. In a semi-public place.
Your ass smells like numerous people's shit.
Yes.
And so that was quite embarrassing.
That's the five personalities.
It is, yeah. That's why I shit so much. So that's embarrassing, Bulge.
Yeah.
Not, you know, nearly killing a man for a laugh.
I wouldn't put it like that, but okay.
A laugh.
I don't know as I put it quite
driving
like
along
that.
Going, intrusive thought, you win. Bosh! Oh, that wasn't as funny.
Oh, this is boring. Bosh!
Yeah. Cool, I'm tired. I need to wake up a bit. Bang!
You fucking perked up after that,
oh,
I bet.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think you perked up more by the fact that it ripped the fucking brake servo off, didn't you?
Yeah, so I had no brakes, and they're tooling along at 70 miles an hour with no brakes at that point.
What, after the crash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you fled the scene.
No, I couldn't stop.
By about a mile and a half.
Oh, no. So you'd done it and thought, oh, shit. Us.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was obviously on the brakes because I...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I was fully on the brakes.
Were you hurting
slowing
anyway?
Down.
You must have been...
Seatbelt pretensioner grabbed me across the chest, so I was bruised up and painful for a while, but yeah, other than that, I was fine. In fairness, matey would have been fine. Actually, matey was fine, thinking about it. He got out and walked. The bloke in the Mercedes doing 80 mile an hour down the outside lane of a motorway that was...
He broke his ankle,
wasn't queued up, broke his ankle. That's what got me banned.
Oh, was it?
Because somebody got injured.
So had he
But it was his own stupidity that got him injured. I mean, what sane person goes... Ha! I'm gonna sail down the outside lane at fucking 70, 75 mile an hour because all this traffic's queued up. They're not thinking there might be a reason that traffic's queued up. Sorry. Maybe I'll just back out of it a little bit, but...
Huh.
You know.
So had he not done that, you wouldn't have got banned?
No, I'd probably just totted up. So I was on 9 points anyway.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Speeding as well.
Fuck
yeah. All of them were speeding, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'd have totted up at that point.
Could have
so I'd have got
phone.
Banned for 6 months instead of a year. But I was having a ban, whatever happened.
Yeah.
You need to get your license back clean. You
yes, didn't... which I didn't. I got it back with 9 points on it still.
Yeah. You'd have been better off totting up, actually.
Would have been. Would have
been. Yeah, shorter ban and you would have a clean license on return.
Yep.
So
that's
how
probably why the magistrate didn't top me up. They just banned me.
That's probably a good point, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it.
Right, what's your embarrassing fuck up?
Well, an embarrassing one that I did... When I was in college and I was working for my mum delivering the fish,
I've
fucking been into a pub, delivered the fish.
Just trying out.
No,
hammered.
I've been in the pub. Fucking hell.
I'd been and delivered the fish, and the wind must have pushed the door of the van closed, but not closed it.
Right.
So when I walked out the kitchen, the back door was closed, as far as I was aware.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of my head, I thought,
oh,
I don't remember closing that, because obviously me being a man, there's four boxes. Well,
yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm carrying four boxes in one go.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
two trips,
journeys.
I'm not homosexual.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do I look like that kind of person? No, I do not. So...
I'm a fucking unit boy. Give me all four.
I just fucking got in the van, drove off. Going along up the road, and I thought, it's fucking noisy, like wind noisy.
Oh, no.
What the fuck's going on here?
Was that the old T4 that you had?
No, it was actually... yes, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if it was the T4 or the dispatch, but the dispatch didn't have barn doors. The dispatch had a...
Up and over.
Up and over.
I just spelled that. What were... door.
Yeah, okay. I don't really know how you would spell that.
W-H-I-S-T.
Wup.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I drove along, I don't know, maybe 2 miles, something like that. And I thought, it's really loud. It's really loud. Like, there's a lot of wind noise. I thought, it's no good.
I mean, this is foreshadowing, but you should have realised at this point.
Yeah, right. So I'm like fucking trying to, obviously, keep fit windows.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to wind that one up, and I'm leaning over while driving, trying to wind the other one up. They're
all
the way
door?
Up.
Spung.
And I thought, what the fuck's going on here? So anyway, pulled in. Oh, yeah. Walked to the back of the van, back door's wide open. About fucking four boxes of fish.
No fish.
They're long gone.
Oh, no.
Wide open.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And the problem was, is that the stops on the T4... were really good.
Yeah.
So, like,
so you
didn't
see it in the mirror.
No. You had to pull the latch up to open them past 90 degrees. So they went thunk open to 90 and stuck there. And there's me fucking barreling down the valley roads.
No.
Like,
oh, no.
I'm going to be
as
finished.
As fast as a T4 with 88 horsepower will go.
Yeah. Full of fish. Well, not full of fish anymore.
Partially. And then self-unloading fish down the road.
Obviously, the reason that it's like embarrassing is A, I've just lost all of this fucking fish from my mum. And these pubs are not going to now get their fish that they were supposed to get today.
Your mum's a reasonable person, isn't she?
Yeah.
For that night's menu as well.
But B, I'm like having to drive back down the road and pick up.
Oh, yeah.
Polystyrene boxes that
and there's all these fucking cars driving by. Beep, 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 beep. Way out the window. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Just imagine someone, watch you go by, doors open,
yeah,
fish flailing out the back.
In a minute.
Yeah.
And then see you coming back, tail between your legs.
Yeah. Was any of the fish recoverable or was it all fucked?
Well, thankfully, a lot of it was recoverable because I think I lost four boxes and three of those boxes were sealed boxes of mussels. So even though the boxes were a bit fucking battered, they were actually all right.
They hadn't spilled their load.
So what I did...
They were like, oh, we'll batter them.
Yeah. We didn't want them pre-battered, fucking hell.
So what I did was when I did my next few drops of fish that was still in the van, is I asked them if I could have the boxes back. I said, I can have the boxes back so that then I could open these battered up boxes and put the mussels in there and it all looked fine, but there were two boxes, I think, of fresh fish that they'd obviously hit the floor, polystyrene exploded, and there was just like ice and fish fillets across the road, like
birds wrapping
fish fingers everywhere.
But you know the one of the bits that annoys me is
woodpeckers. Like, cool, I never tried fish before. Normally eat wood. Morning.
I'm not going to pretend that I didn't used to drive like an absolute fucking hound on
it. Yeah, you fucking did.
But through all of the actual villages and towns where I was delivering, obviously you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a fully fucking sign written van. Yeah. You've got to be Captain Sensible. And the bit that sort of really annoyed me is the pub that I dropped this fish at initially, where I left the back door open.
Yeah.
I must have driven for, fucked if I know. It would have been 900 metres through this little town where there's people walking along the pavements.
At what point did you realise then?
Oh, I'd got out of the town and it wasn't until I got up to sort of 60 mile an hour that I was like...
He made some flying fish.
It's loud. Noisy. Like, there's a lot of fucking wind.
I know T4s are a bit tinny anyway, but fucking hell. I mean, between that, like, putting your shoulder out and change gear. Because the gear stick was really long, but it wasn't quite long enough.
No. And I was like, obviously looking in the fucking side mirror because I thought, is that side door come open?
Yeah.
But the side door, I'd have heard it. Thudong, thudong. Yeah. And then obviously looking in the other mirrors thinking, well, I'll see if the back door's open. No, you won't.
Nope.
That is bad.
So obviously when I noticed it was making loads of noise, I slowed down. I slowed down and was like, right, next lay-by, I need to just investigate what's going on here.
Yeah.
And pulled in, walked sure around enough. The back, and I was like, oh my fucking days, I can't believe this. And then obviously you're like, right, I need to count what boxes I've got to make sure. And then it dawns on you that I'm missing five boxes. Oh no, I've got to make this.
So were both doors
now.
Open then?
No, only one. It was only the one door.
Fuck's sake.
Which was a saving grace because most of the other boxes had moved. Because every time you got in the van and drove it, it didn't matter if you were driving like an anus or not. Because obviously the when you're delivering fish like that, it's in a refrigerated van, which you'll know refrigerated vans.
Yep.
The floor on them's like a
fiberglass kind
kitchen,
of
kitchen. Yeah. Slippery as fuck. Mm-hmm. The fish is obviously full of ice, so and the polystyrene boxes are not completely sealed so that the water can drip out. So you put a polystyrene box on top of a wet fiberglass floor, and the first thing it does is you can like skate it around like it's on an ice rink.
Yeah. Go curling in the back.
Yeah. So as soon as you like start pulling forward, you just hear everything go squeak clunk into the back door. Yep. It doesn't matter if you pulled away, you know, full launch control, or if you've just then pulled
on,
off slightly.
On the brakes, squeak back.
Yeah, up to the bulkhead and all that shit. So yeah, thankfully, what had actually happened as well, which this one I was really lucky about, there was a whole salmon in one of them, which is...
Semi the salmon.
They're in a really long...
What was that again? It was a song, wasn't it?
It was. I can't remember what now. Was it? Sammy the salmon?
Oh, no.
Some fucking
but
shit.
Thankfully, it was in a long box, and it had slid down and then wedged on the diagonal against the other boxes... So it didn't go out of the back door, and it also acted like a barrier for everything that was north of that box. But yeah, fucking, oh, it's like.
So what happened to the box you did lose? Into the mic.
Just gone.
You
can't just rock up to a pub and go, just gone, Matt.
Well, no, you
rang his mum, who was thoroughly reasonable down the phone to him. Yeah. I'm sure. Didn't call him every cunt under the sun. I'm sure.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
And she just phoned him and
there's been an issue, unfortunately.
Yeah, basically that.
Your tin gonna get some of your
fish.
No
£1 fish for you.
Yeah.
I'm about ease.
Yeah. So well, that was an embarrassing fuck up for me.
Well, this isn't my fuck up, which I will get onto because I do have a fuck up. But a friend of mine, Ricky, who I've talked about before because I do the Everyman supercar stuff with him.
Ricky.
Which you have to be of a certain age now to get that reference.
You do.
he is sponsored by, because his car's modified, not to everyone's taste, but it's modified, and it is modified, and he does get a lot of... he doesn't listen, and he's not a patron. He does listen, but he's not a patron.
Oh, I do.
But I told him I was going to tell this story, so I will clip this and send it to him.
Okay.
So basically, he's sponsored by a car cleaning company who've sent him a fuckload of cleaning stuff, right? Not Starno glosses, not Henry Levels. It's a company called Cali Cleans. And to be fair, their stuff does actually generally look very good. Plug. and I don't know how it came about, but he ended up washing some guy's fairly modified S13. Right? And it's got these fucking wide arches on it and everything else. It looks a bit sort of Rocket Bunny-esque. And it's got these shiny wheels, basically. I don't know what the fuck they are, so don't ask me. But Ricky asked the guy, he said, what are they? He said, well, they're chrome. And he went, right, so what do I need to use and not use? He said, as long as it's not acidic, you're fine. So he washed the car, washed the wheels, and when he rinsed everything off, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
That's not good. So he phoned me. Well, he phoned me in a panic because he knew I wouldn't have the fucking answers.
Don't know.
Pub.
And basically, he thought. And I thought. He said, "Do you know anyone that can do any sort of polishing or anything like that? Because I need to get these fucking sorted." And he is not happy. The only person I could think of was Hawkins. So I said, "Send me a picture. I'll send it to Hawkins. Let you know the score." Hawkins replied. So basically, I mean, this is no good for the listeners, but I'll show you guys the photo that I sent Tom. So you can see on the lips.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, my.
Yeah, not good.
Well, for the listeners, just basically imagine a panel of paint with neat TFR baked on it by the sun.
Yeah. Permanent watermarks.
Tom said, that's just salt scum on polished alley, tell him. Soft mop and a cleaning compound, it'll come up easy. I can sort if need be. On a high-speed drill with low pressure after a really good decom, right? I sent it to Ricky and he said, oh, don't worry, Cali Cleans are going to deal with it. Cali Cleans done some investigating, found on his Instagram a picture of the car from a year ago, and the wheels look exactly the same
cheeky
as they do now.
Bastard.
And they said, sorry.
Tell him to go fuck himself.
But no.
Yeah.
We're not willing to... This isn't damage we've caused.
Nope.
Here's photographic evidence of what they looked like prior. So, no.
Tell them to get the fuck.
So, matey boy then starts messaging my mate Ricky, giving it... Well, they won't pay for it, so you can. So, he's obviously spoken to Cali Cleans, and they've said, don't pay him a fucking penny, because of blah, 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 blah. And he was like, no. like they were damaged before.
Yeah.
And he was like, and
you've brought the car to me shit, aren't you? So that I haven't noticed.
And you're going to get your wheels.
And also,
free.
Yeah.
You told me they were chrome. They're not. They're polished.
Yeah.
And that's
two different things.
That's been like that for a long time. Because he was like, oh, you didn't read the fucking label. Because he was, well, Ricky said to me on the phone, he was like, well, he said nothing acidic. And I've used a non-acidic wheel cleaner.
Mm.
He said, so I can't understand why it's happened. Now he knows why.
Yeah.
Because they were already like it and they're aluminium. So, fucking whistle. And Matey Boy's talking, oh, I'm going to take you to small claims and all the rest of it. And Ricky's like, based
go
on
for
what?
It, mate.
Try, crack on.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him earlier about some of these, about some everyman dates. And his missus was like, yeah, that's right. You can treat me at the end of April when you get paid. And I said, you got legal fees to pay, mate. You ain't doing nothing. But again, it's one of those. It's a bit of a lesson in it. So it's, you know, he knows now he should have taken pictures before.
Yeah.
But if the car was shit eye, it's not something you're necessarily going to
see. Every day is a school day.
Yeah, of course it is. But I just, I mean, valeting's one of those jobs I would never fucking touch. Just
fuck that.
I mean, I don't even know why. I really don't. But I'm on some sort of valeting page on Facebook. And there's loads of people just posting up, how do I sort this? How do I sort that? And they're all professional valeters.
Yeah.
I mean, as professional as they can be. But stuff
Instagram
like...
Instagram professional.
But stuff like screens in cars. They've wiped it down. Oh, fuck. You know, I've fucked the screen now. Oh, yeah, you need on that those type of screens, you need to use this.
Brilliant.
Now I know. It's going to cost me 500 fucking quid to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, under my fuck up. Fairly monumental, mine. I don't know if I've ever told this. I wouldn't have thought I've told it on pod before, but I think you know about it, Bulge. When I was working, so basically my dad set up Salaserve, which I then took over from him a few years later. We hadn't been going very long at this point. And at this point in the business, we actually had, we used to refer to him as a sugar daddy. But he was basically an investor, a friend of my dad's who had a company already. Had a bit of money, wanted something to top up his retirement fund, basically. And felt solid. 3D.
Who knows?
Who knows?
4D, overachieved, never know.
So, yeah. As normally happens in these arrangements, the return wasn't quite what Matey Boy was expecting. So he was already a bit pissed off at this point. I think we weren't a year into it. So 6, 8, 9 months, something like that. Anyway, also worth bearing in mind, my dad was in the middle of going through a relatively messy breakup. I go to deliver to, not with my mum.
No,
another one.
Yeah, I remember.
I went and delivered to a hotel on the outskirts of Exeter. So we used to supply cellar gas for drinks dispense. And I pull up, I think I've been there before, and I go back in up to where his cellar is. It's quite dark. A light comes on behind me. I mean, these are all racing driver excuses, but a light come on behind me, so I couldn't really see fuck all out of my mirrors. But I could see there was a cone there. So I was going back, and just as I had my foot on the brake, and just as I come to a stop, donk, I thought, oh shit, that must be that cone. So I pulled forward, like half a foot, turned it off, opened the door, and I could just hear, pshht, like that. Sorry if that was really loud, listener. And I was like, what the fuck is that? He had two propane tanks that fed into one pipe, which then came down and into the ground. And I'd hit this propane pipe.
I remember you saying about this now.
Of this rather large hotel on the outskirts of Exeter. Not a big chain, oh my God, we need to... Like a husband and wife, Basil Fawlty style, we're going to be out of business in 6 months because there's not really a lot of money in this anymore. Yeah.
And you just fucked up his propane tank.
Yeah, which is, I think it's reasonably flammable, I think, is how they
quite,
describe it, isn't it, propane?
Yeah.
So there was that. He come rushing out, fucking hell, what the fuck have you... I was like, mate, I'm so
sorry. At least there wasn't a
spark,
because it would have gone up, big style.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't have even just been a, you know...
Oh, no, you'd
a
have...
A smoking pair of
been
shoes.
A, been a crater.
I'd have been... Well, Niall's in the air somewhere. You know what I mean?
Niall's spread about the place.
I'll be
more
like,
than usual.
I'd be like the Titan.
Jam!
I'd be jam, wouldn't I?
You would
right?
be jam.
And I'd take the hotel...
Takes the term Niall's put it about a bit to a whole new level.
Niall's got about a bit.
Yeah, not anymore. But catastrophic that could have been in the moment. The catastrophe doesn't really end there because... It was, I believe, a Friday evening.
Oh, no.
And he had to shut for the whole weekend and a bit of Monday because he had no heating.
No.
He had no way of cooking anything.
No.
He had to cancel...
No hot water.
No hot water. He had to cancel swimming classes because they had an on-site swimming pool because they couldn't heat the pool, so it's fucking freezing and no one wants to do that.
Fuck.
And I had to phone my dad up, who was... at the time, there was like... Yeah, I think he was dealing with this sort of breakup and everything else. And I just give it, Dad, please don't go mad. But I'm so sorry, but this has just happened. And just through, I think he could tell I was feeling a bit shit about the whole situation.
Well, yeah.
And I tell you what, it all ended up quite good in the end. Well, relatively good. He was basically like, yeah, well, I'd shut for a bit. He said, so as long as you can cover me costs with that and blah, blah, blah. And I think our sugar daddy had to give him a check for like 1,500 quid or something stupid.
What?
It was not a lot of money. Really not
that was
a lot.
Lucky.
In the scheme of things.
Fucking hell.
Can you imagine if that was a big, busy hotel in the middle of summer?
Yeah.
And they went, oh, you have to cover our costs. We've lost 20 grand this weekend. Mm. You go,
yeah.
We don't have 20 grand.
Yeah, exactly that.
Fuck.
I could have single-handedly sank this business before it even got off the fucking ground.
Yeah, just as it started to walk on its own a little bit.
But not only that, I could have killed me
and a load of other people. Yeah.
And then, you know, my dad could have potentially... Well, he would have lost a son and probably been in the dock for, you know... Why
corporate manslaughter or something.
One thing
shit.
I will say, I believe the reason why he was just like, oh, just cover my costs, because he had no protection on this pipe.
No.
Yeah.
Other than Anne Cone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really
that
good.
That was it. And
that
that's
needs
what I
to be
to my...
fenced off properly.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Does.
This is what I
if
said
If there's
to my
any
dad.
Risk whatsoever of a vehicle hitting it, that needed to be fenced off.
Yeah, well, I know when...
Behind a wall or something.
Mm.
When, I mean, this is we're talking a long time back when my grandparents owned the anchor at Exbridge. Mm.
Would you call me?
Yeah. they had to do the same thing. They had two big propane tanks.
Right.
And they were instructed that it had to be in the garden, away from any vehicles, completely fenced, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make sure that no one hit it. And that would have been back in the
80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
he clearly not had a visit from HSE for a long time.
Yeah. Either that or he'd been having some work done and thought they had to take that down and sort out. I don't.
But you still
got to
make it safe when you're not working on it.
Yeah, true. But that, I mean, that's how I was able to hit it so easily.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how fucking fast were you going? I was like, I tapped it, Dad. I literally, like, I shit you not, there must have been inches in it.
Yeah.
Not even inches, because I literally, as I come to a stop, donk, donk, like I'd rested on it rather than hit it. And then, enough to dislodge it for me to be hearing from these fucking tanks.
Fucking
cool.
Yes.
Wow.
And also as well, on like a sort of personal level, so like as Dad was setting up the business, I was kind of like in between jobs. This is going back some years now. Mm. I was kind of in between jobs. I was working for Euro Car Parts on a 0-hour contract as a delivery driver. They'll phone me when they need me.
Yeah.
You know, but if your face fits, you'll get 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And
your tits are big enough.
Yeah, which mine should have been.
Not the right shape, though.
Yeah, no.
Bit hairy.
Hairy, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Burger nips. big areolas. And
Bruce Fart.
So I was doing that. I was kind of doing the door as well. And like, we were so far, you know, far enough into the business that I'd had long enough of a full-time job that I was starting to find my feet financially. Mm-hmm. I just bought a BMW, funnily enough. It's
weird that.
And it was the day I bought it. So I was on a bit of a high. And then... The drive back. You know, I know people joke about it, but no music.
Yeah.
Just a silent drive home.
Just shitting yourself.
Just... Fuck.
What the fuck have I done?
Thinking that... I know me old man's been calm on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because he could hear in my voice that I was terrified of what's happened. But there is this underlying... Fuck, when I get home, this could really go south.
I think it was also the fact that my dad at that point had been through just so much sort of shit through the breakup and this.
Yeah.
I think not that he didn't care. Was
didn't,
just
didn't
like...
have the emotional energy for it.
Like, I'm spent. All right. Okay, it's all right. At least you're okay.
Yeah.
We'll sort it somehow.
Yeah.
I was like...
this goes to show exactly what Adam's saying about my mother.
My mother.
She, there was a day, and this is genuinely not my fault in the slightest, right? And for any of you that know Dulverton, you...
No one knows Dulverton.
Right, well, they've since changed it. They've since changed the way that the parking is.
Right.
But it used to be that basically all of the road parking
mm-hmm.
was just at 90 degrees to the curb. But the problem was is that you could get to it from both ends of the town.
Yeah.
And you couldn't necessarily see what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
They've now put it all at 45 degrees to the curb.
Yeah.
So that everyone's forward parking in the same way.
Yeah.
Etc. etc. But before all that had happened, I was again delivering fish, and I was in my mum's truck this time, and I was driving up to a little
Fiat.
a little restaurant called Woods, which you go through the middle of Dulverton and up towards the church.
Yeah.
And I was just driving along, blah 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 blah. There's a bit where it gets a little bit narrow, and there was a vehicle coming down towards me, so I stopped and sort of tucked over a little bit with all the parked cars on my left.
Yeah.
And let this car through. I started to drive on again. And the car that was like right level with my front wing at that time,
yep.
as I pulled away, just fucking reversed out. And I was in my mum's Hilux, and the long and short of it was is that the tow bar went in between the sidestep and the sill.
Right.
And obviously I was pulling forward, so it was yeah. dung, 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 loads of fucking noise and all sorts.
Yeah.
And then obviously the annoying part is that there's fuck all damage to this Forester that's reversed out, because effectively I've just hit the towing ball.
Yeah.
But I say I've hit.
Yeah.
I was dry. I was my priority.
You have right away.
Etc.
Yeah.
etc. And all it basically boiled down to is this person had forward parked, looked right and saw that there was nothing there once this car had gone through. And just assumed that it would be clear left and just reversed out, even though I was literally directly behind. Didn't think to look in their rearview mirror, etc. And anyway, you know, obviously I was like, fuck me. You know, why couldn't I have been in... Because at the time, I think even then, that we did have the Citroen Dispatch then, which was shit, you know, and I thought, why couldn't I have been...
Was this pre or post fish all over the road incident?
Post.
Right.
It would have been. But I just thought to myself, why couldn't I have been in that fucking Citroen where it wouldn't have mattered a fuck, quite frankly?
No.
You know, and I was like, fuck
that Citroen's
sake.
Got a few more dents in it, sorry.
Don't you need to own up to it. Has that always been there? Yep.
Probably.
Who knows?
Comes in a factory like that, mother. Citroen.
So obviously this bloke gets out and he's like, I need your insurance details, you've hit me. And I was like, sorry.
No.
I'm not sure you understand how driving works, but no, you've reversed out into a live carriageway.
Yeah.
And
not
hit,
looked properly.
Yeah, hit a car that was in said carriageway. I need your insurance details, my old fruit.
Yeah.
And so obviously I phoned my mum up and I was like, Mum, I don't know how to explain this to you other than...
Quite
literally... Somebody has reversed into me while I was driving past them in Dulverton.
Mm.
And she was like, oh, fucking idiots. Yeah, all right, I'm on my way. Because she
knew... Oh, fucking idiots. Oh, well, that Citroën's had a few... Got a few guys. Like, new.
Yeah, because that's how it goes to Citroën's there. Fuck.
Yeah, this Citroën Hilux, mother. Anyway, bye.
So anyway, on the phone, she's like, she knows. It's not my fault. And she turns up, and I was like, no, I'm not moving the truck. This is where it's staying. I'm getting pictures, and I'm doing everything that I can to prove that you've fucking reversed into me.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. So my mum's turned up. She's looked at it all, and blah, blah, blah. And then she's sorting it out, because obviously it's her insurance, effectively.
Yeah.
So I've said, oh, well, I'm just going to move it out of the way and then go and deliver the fish. Yeah, fine. So I drove it up, went and delivered the fish, blah, blah, blah. And then when I come out of the pub, she sat in the passenger seat waiting for me. She went fucking mental at me. She was like, these people have told me that they haven't fucking moved and you've driven into them and blah, 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 right. blah, blah. And I was like,
Of course they're going to say that, because they want to get out of paying for it.
Yeah. I said, I don't give a fuck what they've said, Mum. I do not give a fuck what they've said. And obviously, with it being Dulverton and me being local, I knew everybody's name. So I was like...
Yeah, talk of the town for the next week.
I was like, literally, go and ask Sarah, go and ask blah, 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 go and ask blah, blah, blah. They will all they were all stood there, and they all watched it happen. Mm. So they all, you know, Mum did go and speak to them, and they were like, yeah, no, John did literally nothing wrong.
Yeah.
He was driving up through, and this car just reversed out and fucking...
Donked him.
Sod's law, boosh. Fuck me.
Yeah.
10 seconds either way doesn't happen. Wouldn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, even if he'd have started reversing out before I'd started moving, I'd have seen him starting to move, and I could have beat the horn.
Yeah. Yep.
But the problem was, it was as he'd got into that blind spot,
yep.
And I thought, well, nobody's... Stupid enough to reverse out into me. Yeah. Well, apparently they were.
It's Dulverton
apparently
for
they
you.
Were. Yeah. And I was like, "Fuck!" And anyway, sure as hell. As soon as the insurance
as soon as
the insurance saw the pictures and whatever, they were like, "Yeah, no, that person's at fault."
Good.
Fuck that idiot.
Yeah.
Thank you for confirming what we already knew.
Yeah.
Well, on that sort of note, really, I was in Tesco the other day, and I'd driven into a. Parking space, like you're supposed to in a supermarket, by the way. People that reverse into them are fucking insane, because how are you going to access the boot? You can't.
What?
It's the sort of thing that stupid people say.
I mean, okay, carry on.
I agree that you should reverse into parking spaces, but I don't think you should at supermarkets.
Why?
Because what happens if you put the shopping in a boot? You can't.
Let me just count...
Go on. Go on.
Somewhere around 55,000 times, I'm assuming, I've been to a supermarket in my car, reversed into a parking space.
Yeah.
Got shopping.
Yeah.
And out of those probably 55,000 times, I think it would be zero times I've had to get in my car to move it to get the shopping in.
Bollocks. Anyway.
No, not bollocks.
Anyway.
No, he didn't say bollocks. He said bollocks.
Yeah.
It's Irish for bollocks. So anyway, I'd driven into a parking space, right or wrong, whatever. It's not
like a fucking
today.
Retard,
like a complete fucking mongoloid.
Friend. So I'm reversing out of said parking space. There's a car next to me, okay, to my left. I can't see. Now this might be my error, but I can't see what's coming.
Well, funnily enough,
that's why you reverse park.
Well, this is not.
You have a better view.
This
when
is
you're
not
leaving.
My. This is not my point, though. Right. My point is. I was then backing out slowly, like I'm about to back out of saying that people who reverse into parking spaces are morons. And there's a SQ5 drives past, blasts its horn, and drives around me. Now, I'm half into the road, as it were. I'm taking up that whole lane. Why don't people... Now, Jesus. Forget how... that was a whole new one, that. Forget how stupid I am for driving into parking spaces for a brief second, right?
I can't. Yeah,
afraid that's egregious.
Next question.
But these fucking morons, that rather than... Oh, hang on, there's a car who wants to come out. I mean, I wasn't like, yeah, just let me fucking out.
Yeah.
You don't need to blast your horn and drive around me. If it's an issue, just go, screech. Come on, mate, out you come. And then
well, stop fucking about. Get out. Yeah, you're already halfway out.
Yeah. Don't... Bam, and drive around me. Do you mean? Just... Because to me, it's ignorant. Just let me out.
It's funny, though, that sort of thing. Because I always, when something like that happens, I always sort of have to think to myself, how could that have been avoided? And the first thing with that pops into my head is...
If you say driving...
If you'd have parked like a fucking normal person, you would have edged out, and you'd have only gone, oh, look, I've got just far enough out that I can see past the cars, and there is a vehicle coming. I will sit and wait for that car to go by because he's driving an Audi SQ5 doing 40 mile an hour in Tesco's car park. Because
he's a fucking scrote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Answer me this and answer it to me honestly. Who's more of a moron? Me for driving into the parking space or the SQ5?
Oh, him. 100%.
All right, cool. As long as we're agreed on that.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
And I do have a real fucking issue. This is a bit car-y for a Patreon episode. And I might have said this before. People who blast their horn instead of avoiding the accident and then having the accident should have their driving licenses taken off them on the fucking spot.
Yeah.
The police should show up and say, oh, I see what's happened here. What did you do to avoid the accident? I blasted my horn.
And then steered into him.
Well, you're a fucking idiot then, aren't you?
Yeah. I was too busy beeping my horn that yes. I then didn't have time to take evasive action.
I couldn't steer because one hand was flaring. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
And I was looking around the car park to make sure everyone else knew. Look at this fucking idiot. Bosh!
And people who... Again, car rave, I'm going to have this rant, then we're going to fucking move on. People who drive at you when they think they're in the right. Two times this happens, when they feel like you should give way, and you haven't, so they drive at you. Brilliant, we're going to have a fucking crash now. Who's clever now? Not you.
Yeah.
And if you pull out on someone at a roundabout, and you think, oh, fuck, should I get... And you put your hand up, and you just see them, and I just want to hit the brake so fucking hard.
Yeah, I do.
And just go... You know, as far as insurance is concerned, I will be at fault. And I will take that on the chin. My insurance is fucked anyway, I don't care.
Yeah.
But at least I get to get out and go, aren't you fucking clever?
Happy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've, happy?
You've done what you seeked out to do. Well done. Now both our fucking days are ruined.
Yeah.
Mong.
And by the way, my van cost me £1,000 to buy. Yeah. How much is your X6 worth, mate?
Exactly. Yeah. It's always people in expensive cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many times, because I know this car owes me fuck all. I don't care.
Honest to God.
Oh, yeah. I've been like, I'm willing to sacrifice a wing mirror.
Yeah.
Because your wing mirror is worth more than my car, so go fuck yourself,
Folding,
basically.
Heated, electric.
Yeah.
You know. Mine should be electric. I have to move it by hand. Yeah. I don't care. All right?
Yeah. It's a Mark III Astra. I really don't give a fuck.
The Mark III Astra with an Audi badge on the bonnet.
Yeah.
For no reason whatsoever other than I can.
Honestly, it was the one part It's the main part about the Sierra that I miss.
Yeah.
Is that complete zero fuck. Like, not even like, I don't... it might be quite a dent if I do that. Like... And it's going to match every other fucking panel if I do that. So give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Frankly, my dear.
Yeah.
Right. We're far too into this episode.
Okay. Yeah,
and we didn't get to talk about the other thing.
Other thing?
You know.
The other one?
Oh, how far in are we then?
50 minutes.
Oh,
on
no,
the second go.
Yeah, no. What I was going to... Huh?
On the second go.
No, I paused. So that's the whole thing altogether.
Oh, okay, right.
What? No, I didn't say, let's talk about it.
Right.
Let's leave it on a cliffhanger. Answers on a postcard in the Discord, if you can guess what we're going to talk about next week, based off of... Is that good or is that really...
It's like never
mind. Bulge! You just fucking sang the lyrics, you hell. Well,
fucking beeping.
Yeah, just beep it.
What, me do work because he's a twat?
Yes.
You look so happy right now. You've been yawning, stretching, glancing your eyes over at your phone.
Handing.
And you've not looked happier because you know you've caused me work.
Can you shut the fuck up because I need to pee?
But not now, no.
Cool.
He's taking
my patrons.
He's taking his phone with him. I'll see you in 20 minutes. Surgically attached to your... And
answers in the Discord. Do you want to hear what it sounds like when I slap Niall around the side of the head with a number plate?
No, thank you. And on that note, ugh, oh, I thought you'd thrown it then.
Pussy.
John, say bye.
Bye.
Bob, say bye.
Bye.
Bye.